This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 47. For Friday, September 4th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were higher on Friday morning. The November canola contract is up $3.50 at $5.07.20 per ton. The January contract is up $3 at $5.13.90 per ton. Statistics Canada published their stocks of principal field crops this morning. The report showed canola stocks declined by more than one-third year-over-year to total 2.7 million tons as of July 31st. Continued strength to the Canadian dollar limited gains for canola values this morning. The loonie was around 76.2 U.S. cents due to prolonged weakness in the U.S. dollar. Chicago soy oil was weaker on Friday morning, which was a bearish influence on canola prices. However, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were stronger in early morning trade. The Chicago soy complex was mostly stronger on Friday morning. Total export commitments for the year are at 888.5 million bushels, which is a new record for the end of August. Exports for the marketing year are currently forecasted at 2.12 billion bushels. Parts of the northern plains have freezing temperatures forecasted for the next week. Rain is also expected to increase over the western corn belt next week. The November soybean contract is up by about a cent at $9.67 per bushel. October soy oil is down by about a third of a cent at 32.8 cents per pound. October soy meal is up $3.60 at $311 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly stronger this morning. Yesterday's export sales report showed 93.8 million bushels, which pushed total new crop commitments to 619.8 million bushels, which is an all-time record for corn. The December corn contract is up 3.5 cents at $3.67 per bushel. Wheat futures are mixed this morning. Wheat export sales totaled 585,000 tons last week, which was on the higher end of expectations. Total wheat exports so far in the marketing year stand at 457.9 million bushels, which is the largest since 2013. Total export commitments stand at about 47% of the USDA's total forecast. Chicago December is down half a cent at 553. Kansas City December is up 1.5 cents at 477. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down half a cent in the December contract at 546. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, September 4th. For more news from the Markets Farm News team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.